SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A Hamas delegation is in Cairo, and Egyptian state media says there has been noticeable progress in ceasefire talks for Gaza. But Israel has not sent a delegation to Cairo, and a senior Israeli official downplays the prospects for a full end to the war in the near future. A new poll shows that 40% of Americans view China as an enemy.
The Pew Research Center, which conducted the survey, says that's the highest level in 5 years. While 4 in 5 Americans think of China as an enemy, half see China as a competitor, only 6% consider the country a partner, according to the report. The United States is at odds with communist China on a range of issues, but the findings come as the Biden administration is seeking to stabilize U.S.-China relations, hoping to avoid miscalculations that could result in conflict. Greg Clugston, The White House.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has set a July primary and a September general election to fill the Newark-based U.S. House seat that opened after Democrat Donald Payne Jr.'s recent death. More on this from House correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Murphy signed a writ of election required under state law. The July 16th primary will happen about a month after the state's regularly scheduled June 4th contest, followed by the general election on September 18th. The special election will determine who will serve out the remainder of Payne's term, which ends January 3rd, 2025, while the regular election process held in parallel will be for who fills the seat after that. It's not yet clear who will be running in the heavily Democratic and majority black district, which is unlikely to flip as registered Republicans are outnumbered by more than 6-1. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Panamanians to the polls to vote in an election that has been consumed by unfolding drama surrounding the country's ex-president, despite the fact he's not on the ballot. Voters will weigh promises of economic prosperity and corruption scandals. This is SRN News. America's largest abortion business is spending big money in battleground states this election year. Planned Parenthood-affiliated groups have announced a $10 million voter engagement campaign in North Carolina. Organizers say the money will go toward things like canvassing, mailers, and digital ads. The funding comes as abortion advocates seek to end a Republican supermajority in the General Assembly that approved new pro-life laws last year. The abortion lobby also wants to prevent the election of pro-life gubernatorial candidate Mark Robinson. A religious freedom group is broadcasting into North Korea. International Christian Concern is partnering with Free North Korea Radio to broadcast the gospel and other information into the repressive communist enclave. For 2 hours every morning and evening, FNKR broadcasts Christian programming, including preaching, music, and the stories of those who have escaped the countries. North Korea is generally considered the worst persecutor of Christians on earth. This is SRN News. Uncle Sam and a huge search engine are trading blows.
The government and Google have made their closing arguments in a high-stakes antitrust trial to a federal judge in Washington, who must now decide whether the tech giant's search engine constitutes an illegal monopoly. The Justice Department says Google's preeminence as the internet search engine is indeed a monopoly. Google, though, argues its ubiquity flows from its superior product. A final ruling in the case expected later this year. Jason Walker reporting.
Frank Stella, a painter, sculptor, and printmaker whose constantly evolving work served as landmarks of the minimalist and post-painterly abstraction art movement, has passed away at the age of 87. He moved to New York in the late 1950s and was soon acclaimed for his unusual work. This is SRN News.